Coach.
How you doing?
Very good. Coming off a bye week, did you guys get healthy?
Yeah, it was. You love the bye for that reason, chance to get over some of the bumps and bruises. And we're still got a couple guys that aren't 100%, but it did give the group a nice chance to recover from the first quarter of the season, and then also take a little bit of a break from football and hopefully come back here this week recharged.
Because seeing that last game you guys played,
Arizona?
Seemed like Brett Favre at his best. What has he meant to you guys? What's the biggest area where he has impacted this team?
I'm not sure if you could just narrow it down to one thing. One of the things that I especially respect about Brett, and not knowing him personally prior to us acquiring him, is just what a regular guy he is. And he's got this incredible resume, this incredible body of work. But it was really important to him when he came in that he was treated like everybody else, that he did everything that the group was doing, and that he fit in. He wanted to fit in, and he didn't want any sort of special consideration. And it takes a unique guy to have that much success and take that approach. And the other thing I really like about him is his consistency. It doesn't matter whether he throws a pick or throws a touchdown, he goes out that next series and competes the same way. As a coach, you're always striving to teach that ability to overcome, you know, adversity as well as success, and he personifies that.
Coach, is one of the guys that's banged up your kicker, Nugent?
Yeah, he's still working through an injury, but he's been moving along, and we'll have to see where he is at the end of the week.
You think there's a chance for him to kick?
Yeah, you know, I think there is probably for the first time this week. But again, we have a plan in place. What we don't want to have happen is have any setbacks. So we'll just gauge it as the week goes on and see where he is, but not try to rush things just for the sake of rushing things. I think Jay's done a good job, you know, filling in for him.
Yeah. Is that a hamstring or a groin, or what is it on Nuge?
It's a leg.
Okay. Appreciate that.
No problem.
Do you know Marvin Lewis very well?
I know Marvin really well. I was the offensive assistant his first year as a defensive coordinator in Baltimore, and my office was across from his. We've kept in touch over the years. He came and was nice enough to work the charity football camp that I have in Hartford, Connecticut. I love Marvin, and just a great guy, a really smart guy, an innovative guy, and a sincere person.
Have you commiserated with him at all with what his team's been going through?
You know, we've all been through these patches, and what I will say, another characteristic of Marvin that you can see so clearly on tape is how hard these guys fight through four quarters. Get behind against Dallas could easily have been gone any one of multiple ways, but they fought back, were in a position to win, and that's a real testament to him.
When your team is going through a rough time, you know, which head coaches all experience at some point, what's the most important thing for a head coach to do?
You know, we went through a pretty tough time here last year, and one of the things that I think is important, whether you're winning, losing, whatever the case may be, is consistency. And I just believe that win or lose, the important thing is to learn from whatever the mistakes were that you made and be able to correct those and move forward and reinforce the positive things and not get too high after a win or too low after a loss, because those tend to be wasted emotions. And what's so important is the next game, the next person you play. And, you know, Marvin and I have been friends for a long time. I know Marvin takes that approach, and he's a really consistent guy.
Coach, what does Nick Mangold mean to this club? He's from the Dayton area. and playing against basically his hometown team here this weekend.
Nick's been great. Started as a rookie, was really really effective as a rookie, an extremely smart guy, can make all the calls for the offensive line if need be, and he's another guy that there's not a lot of ups and downs with him. It's pretty steady in terms of performance, and I think his arrow's pointing up, and if he continues to work and develop, he's going to have a really outstanding career.
Coach, I think you guys played the Bengals. It's almost a year to the day, almost. How are these teams, how is your team different than the one that was in here last year?
Well, we've changed quite a few faces, on both sides of the ball. That's one element. I think in terms of the scheme, every year that evolves, so we're a little bit different in all three phases from that perspective. But I'd say there are quite a few new faces on this side.
Yeah, would you say you're a little you're a little bit more experienced, a little better?
I think we've made some progress, and I think we have some veteran guys that have played a lot of football. With Faneca, Tony Richardson, Bubba Franks, Brett Favre, that group. But we're still becoming experienced in terms of working together. And that's still very early in the process, but I like the way the guys have worked at that.
Coach, the DBs of the Bengals were 7, 8, 9 years old when Brett had his coming out party against the Bengals in 1992. Does he get teased a lot about being the old man on the club?
Yeah, the gray hair, the gray beard, the fact that most kids played Madden. With him at the quarterback, something about Mary, Wrangler jeans, all that stuff. He gets all that stuff. And what's great, though, is the way that he makes those guys feel at ease and feel comfortable, and the way that he works with them. And it could be very easy for him to do his own thing, but he's willing to spend time with anybody, whether it's offensively or defensively, and help out. I've really enjoyed watching that, and he's Tony Richardson is right up there with him.
Yes, so
it's me, Tony, and Brett. We're all in the same age group, probably graduated high school close to the same time.
Brett hasn't left you any paper bags with any animals in it, has he?
No. No, why would he?
There was a report in the New York Times that a dead animal from Brett surfaced in one of the players' lockers that is a prank. Was there any?
That doesn't sound like anything Brett would do. I mean, Brett's a hunter and a sportsman, but he's not someone that would ever do anything cruel to an animal.
Okay.
I hadn't actually heard about that.
Coach, how long have you had that camp in Hartford?
I think this is going on to year 7.
Has Marvin been at a lot of them, or did he just start coming? Or
he's only been able to make it to one so far. Yeah. But any camp that a head coach can make it to, we all have different charity things, and it's fantastic. And it was. It was just fun to watch him out there coaching these high school DBs and so good with the kids, so patient.
One more thing on Mangold, Coach. I mean, does he, it's all about leverage in the trenches and his strength and his smarts. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, he's got very good body control. He plays with an excellent base. Very rarely is he off balance. And he's able to adjust to moves, whether it starts right and comes back to the left, or whether he has to pass off a game. And then in terms of knowing and anticipating what they're going to do, he's able to use that information to his advantage. I think he also has excellent natural instincts for the position.
Yes.
You were a guy that then you watched Brett Favre as a kid too then, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. What year did he come out in? 42?
That's close.
What year was his first year?
91. 91 was his rookie year.
In his coming out party, he came out in 92 in Green Bay against the Bengals.
Yeah.
All right, so I was finishing up college, so yeah. I guess I was a little further along than some of these guys.
You spent some Sundays watching him, though, as a fan, I would think.
Yeah, I actually was fortunate enough to get into to football really the year after I got out of college, so I had the benefit of watching him, you know, through those eyes. But I'm sure I caught some games, you know, prior to that with him playing.
Coach, thanks very much.
Thanks so much, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Take care.